I'm a chef, Darren Templeman, and ex-restaurant atelier. And Darren, you're involved in a pop-up restaurant at Armidale. Can you tell us a little bit about how that all came to pass?
Yeah, absolutely. All about working on Twitter. There was a big vibe about working with Dylan Carter, which is a very young professional chef. Recently, well, a couple of years ago, was on Young MasterChef and has done various pop-ups throughout Sydney. And as a young guy, he was working at Atelier just before Christmas. And with that, he was he showed great composure in the kitchen. So we said, you know, in the future, we'll work together. At the same time, there was a bit of a vibe on Twitter saying about doing a pop-up with various people. And Dylan and myself came together and off we go.
I remember actually going back to it because I was thinking last night about it. I remember sending you a tweet about it'd be nice to see you and Dylan work together. And then Sally, basically from Armidale, came in and said, well, why not Armidale? And I mean, it's a lot of chefs would have been possibly been scared off by that, from taking a pop-up or risking a pop-up in a regional area. But that never was a problem from your perspective.
Absolutely not. It was all about going up to Armidale and looking at the local producers, seeing what's happening up there. I understand there's a really good food vibe up there. And at the same time, it's just checking out the local produce and letting it shine and speak for itself.
Just we're talking about young Dylan. He's a prodigious talent at 15. One of the most focused young men I've seen. I remember the first time I came in contact with him was at his Wambara pop-up restaurant. And what surprised me was the maturity at his age. And not only maturity, but the refinement on the plate. And your background goes back to some very prestigious kitchens in London. Is there a legacy thing there that you also see an opportunity to pass some skills on to young Dylan or help guide him early in his career?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you see the way Dylan acts and carries himself in the kitchen. The guy's got a very good future and a very long future ahead of him. And also when you see like my classical training to the guys who are coming through the kitchen now, they're having the more modern skill set. And just to bring the two together just passes the baton along nicely.
There's also a possibility that executive chef Adam Moore from Campbell's Arnott's might be able to work at the pop-up. Does that excite you as well?
Very much. It's the first time I've worked with Adam. I haven't known him for a very long time, so it's very exciting to be working with Adam as well.
He's also been a long mentor and supporter of Dylan as well.
Which is fantastic, yeah. Absolutely.
So just what's your ideal sort of perception of how this will go? Because I mean, to me, it's like highlighting New England's food bowl almost.
Absolutely.
And the sourcing of the produce will be essentially all done locally.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the driving force behind it?
For sure. It's all about going up there, meeting the producers, and just allowing the local food bowl to completely sparkle. Nothing from outside the area will be allowed in, all from Armidale and the surrounding areas.
I know you were saying to me the other night that you'd be going up there early to go around and actually visit farms and producers, and
mm-hmm.
No doubt that'll help shape the menu, so you haven't preconceived the menu at this stage?
No, completely open. Very much excited to be seeing what's available and, go from there.
Do you think that pop-up restaurants, I mean, I can't remember one where chefs have gone from Sydney to a regional area and done a pop-up. To me, can you remember of anything?
Absolutely not.
If I just move that over there a little bit.
Thank you
very much.
Absolutely not, but at the same time, it's a very exciting concept and one that has a lot of longevity to it as well. And just a stop there once, first stop Armidale, after that, who knows?
It's good. I mean, for people in regional areas too, it's a fantastic opportunity to taste the food of, say, the chef that does have that refinement, but coming to using their produce, cooking it at almost another level. I mean, for that must be exciting for you to take your skill set to a regional area, cook their produce and present it to them.
Oh, absolutely. At the same time, it's like offering all foodstuffs that they have around them in abundance and give them another perspective and to say, look, this is what you have around you. And from there, They have the lamb, they have the beef, they have the pork, and such a high standard of produce around them. And again, can't wait to see what's happening with the cheese and dairy side. There's a lot of free-range egg farmers out there, and again, some of the richest freshwater fisheries in New South Wales. So, looking forward to it.
Mm. I mean, we talked about just the take and pop-up restaurant time, but I mean, you talked about you see a future of taking it elsewhere as a possibility too. Is that any thoughts on as to where or how?
Well, there's Tamworth, there's Coffs Harbour, again, very rich food bowls, and again, to get out into the countryside and to see what's happening out there with producers and support them as well, because at the end of the day, without the producers, you know, a chef's job is impossible. And these guys are supplying some very high standard, very good quality, world quality meats and vegetables.
What are the, some of the challenges that are presented to you in the pop-up environment as opposed to, you know, a set restaurant as a chef?
Working with equipment that's not been tried and tested, so pretty much you're working from blind from the off, and walking into the place unknowing what's going to happen. So at the same time, that's the greatest challenge. End of the day, you understand your level of cooking skills and how far you can and cannot go. So yeah, walking into a kitchen that you don't know how anything works and taking it from there. So yeah, it's exciting.
I mean, I've known you for quite a long time, and I must say, this is as excited as I've seen you for a long time. And post Restaurant Atelier, before your next project, it's an interesting phase in your career.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, for sure. And to get out there and about and to be cooking in regional areas is very exciting.
You also talked briefly last week about the possibility of rotating chefs as well, as you know, the pop-up restaurant, you know, may come to other regional areas. That's something that sounds a good idea to me.
Absolutely.
You've also thought about.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at the end of the day, the more voices and the more chefs that are getting out there and seeing what's happening in the rural areas, it's only better for the industry.
I was speaking to Donna down at Benton Food in Wingham, and she was talking about the possibility of a pop-up restaurant there, and one thing she mentioned to me was she said it's good for her chef to get someone from the outside to come in. Mm-hmm. and there's also benefits in that respect for a restaurant.
Oh, absolutely. So when you have the local chefs, you know, who aren't moving to the city or moving to Melbourne or Sydney, to have chefs come to them and just to spend a couple of days, you get a lot from it. In 2 days, 3 days, working with, you know, with a different team, with a different ethos on the food, it can change your perception completely.
Mm. It'd be good to see actually how the locals perceive it as well, because pop-up restaurants would be quite unique for them in a regional environment.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So hopefully it all goes well.
But so far, as of last night, the first night has sold out completely.
Mm-hmm.
And that really basically had only been opened for a couple of days.
Yeah, for sure. I think it was less than 24 hours and it was fully booked on the first night. So, you know, already it's showing that the locals in Armidale are embracing it with open arms.
Yeah, Millie Hill Lamb basically is a local Armidale product, and essentially it'd be interesting from a local's perception. Are they aware that Millie Hill, you know, is their own product that's getting you know, awarded in, you know, Sydney shows and what have you?
Well, that's it. Again, it's about taking the local produce and making it shine, and to see allow the locals to taste the product in a different light. So when they see it next time in their butchers, we're having Millie Hill Lamb. Absolutely.
A lot of discussion about minimising food miles, and it must be exciting from you as a chef that this is the ultimate minimisation of food miles. So you'll be going up to producers, you know, on the Wednesday and Thursday, mm-hmm. and basically getting produce and taking it and prepping it, you know, on the Friday, and so that the food miles are negligible.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully under a few kilometres, even
better. any thoughts? This, I know it's early, but I mean, just the structure of the menu at all?
We're looking at a 5-course tasting menu on the two nights, which will include various snacks and treats that will be coming out of the kitchen as well. Again, you know, the more quality produce that we find up there, the more inspiration of the menu. And at the same time, with the Sunday lunch, to keep it less formal, so there'll be a wood-fired, slow-roasted shoulder of Millie Hill lamb on a sharing table.
I was actually a goat in a spit at Restaurant Atelier that you did that slow-cooked lamb. It was magnificent, and the thought of actually it being finished off in a pizza oven,
yeah.
is that's one of the reasons I'm going up alone.
Yeah, very excited.
Yeah. So, just in your own career a little bit, What's happening as far as Restaurantelier closed in just on New Year's Eve, really? It was just on end of the year.
Yeah.
You've been doing a fair amount in that time. You've had a trip to Singapore, which sounded quite exciting. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I was in Singapore during the Asia Best 50 Awards, working alongside Narasawa, who was at the time number one chef in Asia, and just after the awards, number two chef in Asia. An amazing experience to be working alongside the guys from Le Creation from Japan. Unbelievable. And the techniques and the flavors and the structure of their dishes was just an amazing experience. It was very, very eye-opening for me as well, and it was good to have to be able to slip back into that Michelin structure quite seamlessly, really. Something that I've always been involved in the past, and yeah, to go back into that was great. Really good.
Just talking about that Michelin structure, I mean, the expectations must be massive at that level. Is it from a chef? I mean, how do you approach that?
You go in and you just do what you do. You know what you know, and yeah, it's amazing how even after like 10, 12, well, actually 14 years of being out of that environment, how fast you slip back into it. And yeah, it was an amazing experience to be working alongside a chef of Narasawa standard and experience and his team. And it was great to not feel out of place at any stroke of the day. It was good.
What I find exciting about the pop-up is that that people in a regional area, and I mean, there are some exceptional regional restaurants in Australia, mm-hmm. but you can count on a hand probably, but it excites me that we're taking that skill level out to the regions with their produce, and for me that's the exciting part of this venture almost. Mm-hmm. And the as I said, the minimum food miles and highlighting the food bowl of New England, because from a diner's point of view, I don't hear a lot of publicity about that area or the mid North Coast, but there's fantastic produce available up there.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, when you think about who knows what comes from there, it's very, very little publicity given to the whole area. And I think it's something like, with chefs going up and cooking these pop-ups, could, again, highlight what's actually happening out there with the producers. And the more coverage these local producers are given, they can only survive, with chefs buying their produce and cooking their produce. So the more news that's given to these producers, the better for them, the better for everybody else in Australia.
Yeah, that must be exciting as far as extending this pop-up, because that's a possibility almost to be an ambassador for these small producers, because I mean they don't have a lot of people going to bat for them, and quite often there are a lot of good small producers out there that haven't even been discovered yet.
Yeah, for sure. And small producers are very similar to small restaurants and small restaurateurs, because they're doing their hard, they're working the land themselves, they're hands-on, they're on call 24 hours a day. These guys are exactly the same as a small restaurateur. There's no, a small business person anywhere else is just full on, and support these people and to get their product and their passion out there, and for us to cook it, it's only a good thing.
I know once you told me when you were at Restaurantelier that as a chef, when you're actually doing the preparation of the food, that you can tell if a piece of produce has been treated properly.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, for sure. I mean, when you see a whole pig or a whole lamb that comes into the kitchen and it's pristine, perfectly, been perfectly looked after, there's no blemishes, quite possibly pigs have smiles on their faces, to be honest. And once you have that and you can smell the freshness of the meat, and it just makes the hairs in the back of your head, the back of your neck tingle, it's just beautiful. And then when you cook that produce, your skill set as a chef takes a back seat. It's all about the produce. That just shines. It really does shine. You just guide that produce onto the plate. That's all you need to do. It's just the quality. It's just outstanding.
One thing I've always sort of enjoyed dealing with you is that you're not an ego-driven chef, and you've always been about the produce. And for me, that's very different. That can be different to what goes on. I mean, for me, that excites me that we have someone that this won't be an ego-driven pop-up in any way. It'll be just showcasing the produce of the region. and that excites me from my
perspective. Absolutely. I mean, that's always what I've been about. I've never been trying to get myself out and about there, but at the same time, you know, if I can help to highlight the smaller producers, more the better, absolutely. But at the end of the day, it's not about me, it's about the produce.
The other thing is too, I've noticed that the price point's been kept reasonable for this regional area, because it's a first opportunity, and it basically, the venture has been more about getting awareness and just almost groundbreaking this sort of concept out there.
Absolutely.
You've been very mindful of that.
Oh, for sure. At the end of the day, it's about feeding people as well. In my game, it's always been about feeding people. So to make sure that the price point is accessible for everybody, and yeah, everyone comes in and has a good feed.
I think it sounds like everything's in place, and it will be happening in a couple of days. You'll be heading up to the region to visit the local producers, and the menu is an open page as far as
what
will happen.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Darren, thanks for having this little chat about it. I wish you well. I'll be coming up myself to enjoy the food. I look forward to seeing you working with young Dylan, and prospect of adding more coming is very exciting. And I hope this is a concept that continues, because people in regional areas deserve the opportunity to have the same level of food that we have access to in the city.
Absolutely.
And I look forward to it providing opportunities to small producers too. I mean, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, if you discover maybe perhaps one or two small producers through, or even one small producer through the pop-up, it's served its purpose.
It's a win, absolutely. No, yeah. Very, very exciting. Can't wait for it.
All right, thanks, Darren. We look forward to catching up in the future.
It's a pleasure.
Cheers.